This week we celebrate Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos before Pesach, and then followed by the holiday of Pesach. And I wanted to quickly dedicate this to the Refuah Shleimas of Chaim Baruch ben Rachel Malka, Navodina bas Sterna, and Rivka Chana bas Tzipora. They should all have a Refuah Shleima, and also this should be Zchus for Binyamin ben Rivka. Should have tremendous Hatzlacha. So someone approached me today, and a friend of mine, and he told me that his family has a tradition that at the end of the Seder, they sing HaTikvah. And thought that was very, very interesting custom. There's also the famous custom that at the end of the Seder, many will recite the Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, as a kind of a testament to the love that we have, the love relationship that we have with Hashem. But I thought this idea of HaTikvah, this custom, so anything that you see, we have this idea of Minhag Yisrael is Kadosh, any type of Minhag of the Jewish people, it's coming from a very holy place. So we say in the middle of the Magid, we say V'hi sha'amda l'avoseinu v'lanu, that this is what stood for our ancestors and for us. Since it's not only one person or nation that has stood against us to destroy us, but rather in each generation, they stand against us to destroy us. But Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, rescues us from their hand. So we raise our glass and we make this proclamation, V'hi sha'amda, this has stood for us. So the question is, what has stood for us? So we always have to go back to the beginning. We always have to remember the context of the Seder night and the whole celebration of leaving Egypt. And it goes back to Avram. And Avram has the Baris Ben of Asarim in Bereshis Tesvav, Genesis 15, where Hashem promises Avraham at the Baris Ben of Asarim, at the splitting of the halves, He promises Avraham that his children will inherit the land of Israel. And at that in reaction to that, Avram says to Hashem, he says, Bama Eda ki Irashena, how will I know that they will inherit this place? And then God says, take all these different animals, and it splits it in half. And then he says, and then Avram feels a tremendous darkness and a fear that is consuming. And at that point, God says to him, you surely will know, Yadoa Teda, that your kigeriyas are achav eretz lolahem v'avadum v'inu otam arba me'at shana. You will surely know that your children will be foreigners in a foreign land, and then ultimately they will be enslaved and oppressed. And after that, they will come out from that bondage. They'll come out with great wealth, and ultimately they'll come back and inherit the land. So at the night of the Seder, when we sit there and we talk about the promise, this promise that God makes to Aram, that we're going to inherit the land. And when Aram asks God, how will I know? Bama Eda, and God answers, surely you will know. Surely they will know, or surely it will be a process of coming to know that this is a need to go through this difficulty. But what's interesting is that when we think of a promise, so we think that someone gives you their word. Hashem promised Abraham, to Avram, your children are going to inherit this place. But also, it's really something more, because we also use the word promise in another way. Something has tremendous promise. And so when Hashem, and we're talking about the covenant, it's a promise, it's about the future. It's that there will be this tremendous future, Avram. And v'hi sha'amda l'avoseinu v'lanu, this has stood for us and for our forefathers. Because as we're oppressed through the history of the world, it's this promise, not just that God guaranteed Avram that this will be, but that he told Avram, your people, you and your people have promise. You have potential for a great future. And so the idea of saying Hatikva at the end of the Seder, because what's the Seder about? It's ultimately revolving around this discussion that Hashem had with Avram at the beginning of our history, when he tells him, Avram, your kids and you are going to inherit this land. And what Hashem is saying is, it's not just that I'm giving you a haftacha, a promise, it's that I'm telling you that you have promise, that you have a tremendous future. But it's a future that's going to have to go through this trepidation, this darkness, this tribulations. V'hisha amda lavosenu v'lanu. This is what this stands for us forever. We're going to go through and we're going to be oppressed and we're going to be challenged throughout our history. But it's because of this promise the fact that we have promise, that we have this incredible potential, that we have this hope. Hatikva, at its underpinning, is the fact that we as a people have always been connected to this promise that Hashem made to Avram at the beginning of time. Hatikva is saying that Hashem, we believe, we long for to be in the place that you promised to Avram, our forefather, and that we always are pining to go back to that place. And that is a place of becoming. And so at the end of a Seder, we have multiple customs, the conventional custom of Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs. It's testament to the love relationship that we have with Hashem, that Hashem, when he took us out from Egypt, was he himself came down as an expression of his love for us. And we left Mitzrayim without giving the time for the matzah to rise, because we believed in Hashem and we had this tremendous longing, and we went as a young person who's in love will go, without even thinking about the practical ramifications. Let's just go. So there's that aspect of the tremendous love, the love affair, but also this new tradition that my friend told me about, the idea of Hatikva. It's the idea of the fifth coast, the fifth cup, is that Vehevesi, that Hashem promised us that he'll bring us to the land. And we've had that hope, and that Hashem, in turn, is telling us from the beginning of time, Hatikva, that you have promise, that you have potential, that I know that you're going to become great, and therefore we are together, and therefore we always have this tremendous hope. We look to, and we say, L'shana habab Yerushalayim habanuya. Hashem should bless us that you're able to experience the tremendous light, the tremendous power and energy that comes into the world on the night of Pesach. At the night of the Seder, we say Hallel. We never say Hallel at night. We say Hallel at night on this night because of the abundance of light that comes in. And as we feel that and experience it, we should experience it. And we should say, and to Hashem, we've never lost hope. Just like you have believed in us, you see the promise in us, we in turn have never given up hope. And may Hashem bless us that we should all be reunited in the rebuilt city of Yerushalayim, God willing, this coming year. All the best. Wishing everybody a happy and a healthy Shabbos, and a happy and a healthy Pesach. All the best.